fundamental changes. If a transformation is to avoid serious misalignments and issues, fundamental changes may be needed in organizational culture, structures, policies, procedures, technologies, or people capabilities. Since specifics are covered elsewhere on how to transform cultures and structures and how to use the underlying change management needed to execute fundamental changes, here we present some best practices that may be employed when considering how to redesign the organization or its strategies. In Digital Transformation of the Supply Chain by Albert Tan and Samir Shukla, the authors present a set of redesign principles that help guide making fundamental changes in supply chain processes. Organize work around outcomes, not tasks. Let those who use the process perform the process. Capture information once at the source. Put the decision point where the work is performed and build control in the process. Treat geographically dispersed resources as though they were centralized. Link or convert sequential activities into parallel activities. Design the process for the dominant flow, not for the exceptions. Look for ways to postpone the final product. Exploit resource pooling to avoid suboptimization. Avoid duplicating tasks with supply chain partners. Outsource non-core processes. However, even when following the above principles and monitoring/planning for common misalignments and red flags, interventions are likely to be necessary. The intervention must be tailored to the blocker or disruption encountered.